All right, come on, let's get this fucking stupid show on the road.
Okay, let's do it. You guys all ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, commencing show in 3, 2. Hello! Welcome to the Comcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Aaron Elijah, and if you thought we weren't going to see the Gov himself, Leander Keeney, to the end of summer, that's what we thought. But he got extraordinarily drunk, and we convinced him to come back on. You could convince Leander of anything once he's had enough ale.
Exactly what had happened.
And we've got Buster Heine, Alex Excelsior Heath, full panel today. Right. Team Go Team Cultcast. Yeah. And super happy to have Leander back on. Leander, everyone's been asking us where you are. Where the heck are you right now?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Besides at a pub. So no, you're in New York.
Yeah, on the 8th floor, overlooking the Barclays Center.
Yeah.
Just around the corner from downtown Brooklyn.
Okay.
First time I stayed here, awesome part of town. Super nice.
And you came there from New Orleans, right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing the kids are off for 3 months during the summer. And
yeah, apparently so are you.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to work as well as see the world.
Yeah. I would just switch those two things.
Oh, my God. I put in 12 hours today.
Of drinking?
And in fact, I was they kicked me out of this cafe. I didn't realize everyone had left, and the staff had to come up and boot me out. So I came back here, and I've been working since then. So this book is
this monster book.
Oh my God, it's finally coming to a close, though. I mean, like, it's the final edit. So
hey, good descriptor.
Now
there.
I've got a, huh?
Good descriptor. It's finally coming to a close.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you did there.
The project from hell. And now I got to face up to the fact that it sucks, but at least it's done.
I think it'll be good once you finally just get it finished and then record the audio version.
Yeah.
Speaking like an old chimney sweep from Britain circa 1850.
Yeah.
That needs to be your strategy there. That alone is going to sell that book.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, hey, great show for you guys this week. We have so much stuff to talk about. Before we jump into everything, I just want to thank Squarespace for sponsoring. You guys are familiar with Squarespace, right? Squarespace.com. Buster?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Because you have that great, what was it? I think it was a squirrel website, squirrel enthusiast website that we talked about a while back.
Yeah, nutting, squirrel nutting.
Squirrel, yeah. Okay, I remember that now. Yeah. Really super popular site if you guys have never been there. But Squarespace is the place to go if you need a website. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to a brand new website with Squarespace. Lots of great drag and drop templates. They make it super easy to build a great looking website. No coding experience required. And the best part is that they do a bunch of magic behind the scenes, so your website will look great on a Mac, on an iPhone, on an iPad, whatever visits it. Head over to squarespace.com, sign up for a free trial. And if you decide to purchase their service, you can save 10% off your order. Just use the code CULTCAST7. We'll tell you a little bit more about them later in the show. Shall we start with the big deal this week, gentle fellows?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I thought maybe you guys could tell me since you studied the show notes, but the big deal this week, of course, iWatch.
Oh.
iWatch. Yeah, well, we've talked about the iWatch several times, but I think the reason it's kind of a big deal this week.
Have we talked about it every week since the show began?
I think we've missed at least one. Okay. But we try to work it in for at least 20 minutes a show.
Right.
But so, almost we're definitely going to meet the status quo this week. What was that, Alex?
Almost as much as Sonos.
Yeah. I'm sorry we don't talk about iWatch as much as we talk about Sonos, Leander. If it was up to Leander, we'd call this the Sonos cast.
Yeah, I know. Well, one's vaporware and one's awesome and real.
Well, okay, vaporware. I'm glad you said that because that's kind of what it seems like, right? It kind of seems like we're never going to see the iWatch. But according to several sources, and this has been reported by several blogs and reputable Apple news reporting websites, that Apple is actually moving to patent or has patented the word iWatch in Japan, Colombia, Taiwan, Turkey, big market, Mexico, huge market. And it kind of seems to me, why would they go about trademarking. Thank you, yeah. Trademarking. If they weren't going to use it. Any ideas?
Well, you know, they trademark a lot of stuff. I mean, I think if you go back and look at, you know, this happens all the time. I mean, Apple trademarks a whole bunch of stuff, and a lot of it is, you know, sort of defensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's like registering a website, right? Everyone has a great idea for a website, and they go, oh, my God, I'm going to, you know, trademark squirrelnutting.com.
Yes.
And
a great website.
You know, register it, right? And so they go and register like 100 domains and then they never go to use them. But this what they did the same thing though in 2005 when the iPhone was coming out, right? Didn't they do that? They went around the world trying to type the iPhone trademark and it of course Cisco already had the trademark. So they got into a dispute about that, but it made the news. But you know, it's a pretty good sign, I think, that they may be serious about it.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it's coming for sure and that it'll be that name, but usually when trademarking stuff happens, it's a good indication that the ball's at least rolling, you know, pretty a good pace.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems to me that if they've gone through the trouble for Apple, it's not really any trouble, but if they've gone to the effort to actually go ahead and trademark it, it at least means that they are seriously entertaining the idea and probably have like a zillion prototypes floating around. But I just can't imagine they would trademark it and then not have any plans at all to actually use it.
Well, I mean, they also might trademark it just for trademarking it because everybody thinks that they're going to do it. So just Leander and Alex said, just protecting that brand just in case.
So if you go to iWatch.com, it just forwards you to Apple.com, maybe?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, it's a traffic ploy. Right? Yeah.
It's a traffic ploy. But they're really struggling to get their traffic up, so that makes sense.
But yeah, it's a trademark, not a website that they've bought.
Actually, yeah, that's a great point. This is not like they've just registered a domain.
No.
Apple does not own iWatch.com.
What does it go to? I'm not sure.
It's like just a squatting site. Ads.
Yeah. Like some like landing page. They're probably making... That's probably a great business to be in. The iWatch page, iWatch.com owner.
Yeah.
That probably makes like $100K a year. He doesn't do anything but pay $8 a year to renew that domain.
It's like the guy who had sex.com.
Yeah, didn't he sell that for like $4 million?
Yeah. I think
$4 million?
I think it was more than that.
It might have been more, yeah.
I thought.
Those three letter domains are like super. Yeah.
Crazy. Well, hey, you guys probably heard about this. So recently there was a secret summit at, I think this was in San Francisco, where Tim Cook spoke to Apple retail store leaders. Mm-hmm. And apparently, according to people who were at the event, Tim Cook, besides saying a bunch of stuff about how they're going to keep pushing to sell the iPhone, said they have an army. Actually, let me take that back. The person described what Tim Cook said as saying they have an army. Apple has an app.
Okay.
That was the rewind button. According to people that were there, Apple has an army of new products coming out this fall. An army of new products. That's titillating to me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's from 9to5 Mac, right?
That is from 9to5 Mac. Yeah, but I read it on several websites. And that's really exciting. I mean, if we get an iWatch, do you think there's any possibility that we could see it come fall?
I doubt it.
Why, Apple?
That just seems so fast.
Why, Alex? Yeah, but is it fast? We've been talking about this for at least a year.
I mean, it'll definitely be like 2014. Yeah, it hasn't been going on that long, and I think 2014 sounds more plausible, mm-hmm. but... I don't know. The army of new products thing doesn't titillate me because he's been saying that for
I know for a whole year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's always an army of new products. I mean, there's new iPhones. There's going to be new iPads. The new iPods, right? Exactly. There's going to be a whole bunch of new stuff. I mean, the iOS 7. There's a whole bunch of new software products.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the kind of thing. I was going to mention some other names, but you know, some other websites usually do. Like of course, it's, you know, it's like slightly obvious, but
yeah, I know. Yeah,
I don't know about the iWatch. You know, like it takes 3 years for Apple to get any product in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's iOS 7.
Well, software's different. yeah. Hardware products, yeah, for sure. You know, take 3 years.
Mm.
And, you know, typically, like, you sometimes see parts, but rarely for a new product, because it's often done on a much smaller scale, and the they work really closely with the supplier, so there aren't any leaks.
Well, and if it's a watch, too, there's going to be way less parts because it's so small.
Yeah, there's going to be parts still, though, and there's going to be partners. I mean, the most interesting thing, I think, is, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I was going to say the authentic thing, but I think that's probably going to go into the iPhone, isn't it?
Maybe, yeah.
I hope so, yeah. Stuff. You know, the big question will be, obviously, is, well, the big question to me anyway, is, does anyone even want an iWatch? That's the thing I keep coming back to. Every time we hear these rumors and it sounds plausible that Apple's actually going to make one, I always come back to, who actually wants to wear an iWatch? Besides people who actually wear watches already because they're used to having something around their wrists. But then I think back to what Tim Cook said at D11, All Things D, and he said they have a great interest in wearables, you know, wearable tech.
Yeah.
And so that to me really indicates, okay, they're working on something, obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking at it, but it's got a whole bunch of problems, though. I mean, I think the biggest problem is you've got to take it off your wrist and charge it up. I mean, that's going to be a huge pain in the butt.
What if it's solar powered? Or what if it's motion powered? My brother has a watch that, I mean, this would require mechanical parts that obviously move around and stuff. But when he moves his wrist, it charges the watch.
So it has a kinetic battery.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think there was something that they were looking into, like a kinetic battery, except that they're not getting as big of a charge out of it as they wanted to. Like, their current battery is like 3 to 4 days, and they're hoping for like all week, you know.
That's actually a really good point, because obviously a regular watch that just ticks requires way less power.
Yeah, exactly.
Than a freaking watch running a mobile operating system.
Yeah, yeah.
Way less with power. An LCD screen. Maybe it'll have like a retractable LCD screen that goes like four or five inches around the phone. You can like open it.
And I'm thrilled.
Or it'll have like a hologram projector.
Yeah. For sure they're going to build that in, all the things. There's not a chance you will ever see on the iWatch. Let's just keep going through more. Let's move on to the back-to-school promotion is alive and well. Apple brought it back.
Yep.
Great time to buy a Mac and an iPad, and actually now an iPhone.
Yeah, for the first time.
Buster and I, we talked about this last week, about how we were kind of bummed that all you get now is a measly iTunes card for $100 if you buy a new Mac. And then now it's $50 for an iPad, iPhone. What about the good old days, guys, when they'd give you an actual piece of hardware? Like, hey, thanks for buying a Mac. Here's
an iPod Touch.
Here's an iPod
like the
Touch.
Same value, basically.
Was it the same value?
I mean, 100. I guess the iPod Touch is more, but
I mean, weren't they giving away 8 gigabyte hard or iPod Touches? And I think those were
$150.
Yeah, they were well over $100.
Maybe even two.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. So. $100, measly iTunes card. Do you guys actually spend more than $100 a year on iTunes? Actually, you guys do. I really wonder, though, if the average person does, because we kind of have to.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, because you, well, when you include the App Store.
Yeah. So you think,
but it sucks, isn't it? It's like a coupon.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a gift card. It's not a coupon.
Yeah, well, but it might as well be a coupon with a coupon number on it. It's like, here's your Apple coupon. Thanks for shopping at Apple, sir. Don't forget to spend your coupon.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want them to do? To, like, give you a parade?
Yeah, that's actually exactly what I want. Can you imagine if they threw you a parade whenever you bought a new computer?
Yeah.
That's the kind of fanfare that I would really appreciate. And not just, hey, here's a $100 iTunes card. But in any case, if you are thinking about buying a new computer, scoozy. Now is a great time to go do that. We just obviously now is the time to do the MacBook Airs, but for those MacBook Pros, for those of us who are holding out, do we have any updates on expectations for the updated MacBook Pro with Retina?
No.
I'll take everyone else's silence as a no. No, you guys realize this is an audio podcast, right?
Oh, wait.
I don't know if you thought maybe your faces were being filmed, because they're not. Yeah,
dude, so. I was shaking my head, though.
Oh, you were? Okay. Yeah, because the listeners, they don't know that you guys are doing that, so it's good to actually just go ahead and verbalize that. We had a great question, and I thought we could have a little mini conversation about this from listener Brett Walden, who asked us this question on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecultcast. He says, "Hey guys, I'm buying a new iMac for school this fall. I'm majoring in computer science and I'm on a budget. Is the 2.9 gigahertz iMac worth the extra money, or should I go with the 2.7 model? Thanks so much for the help. I love the show. Haven't missed a single podcast." Hopefully he's still talking about ours.
I mean,
I want to have a little discussion around this. I thought maybe we could talk about the upgrades we think are actually worth it and the upgrades that maybe aren't worth it. But before we do that, what do you say I tell you guys more about Squarespace? Would you like that, Alex?
Oh, you're such a tease.
Would you like that, Alex? Let's go ahead and do that. Squarespace.com. So excited to have them as a sponsor because they really have a great product. And if you haven't checked them out and you need a website, you should definitely do that. If you're a photographer, they have these really easy to use, beautiful image galleries that are super simple to make. Here's how it works. Squarespace is very modular. So you just kind of like grab the pieces of the website that you want to build. You drag and drop stuff, images, content sections, hooks into all your social media. You'll never have to touch any code. And you'll have a fully functional website before you know it. And the great part is because you're using these pre-designed, beautiful templates that Squarespace has a plethora of for you to choose from, you build your website, and then when you launch it, it's going to look great on a Mac. It's going to look good on your iPhone and iPad. It probably will even look great on a Windows phone. I mean,
whoa.
I'm assuming they even scale it for those things. So you get really huge scalability, yeah. Right? Everyone that looks at your site is looking at really good-looking content built just for them, for their device. That's some kind of magic, because I don't know of any other web hosts that do such magical things. Plus, they just added a new e-commerce what? System.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, there's the word. So e-commerce, you want to sell something, images, products. They have a whole new e-commerce section. You just bolt it on, get going with it, and it's really inexpensive compared to a lot of the other solutions out there. So I really want everyone to check it out. Just head on over to squarespace.com. You don't even need a credit card or anything. You can sign up for a free trial. And if you like what you see, you can purchase their service a month, 2 months, a year. No matter what you purchase, you can save 10% off your entire order. Just use the code CULTCAST7, that's CULTCAST, and the number 7. And I want to thank Squarespace for sponsoring the show. Really great guys, excellent customer service, and great web hosting.
Right.
Hey, let's continue, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you guys buy a new iMac, new MacBook Pro, are there any upgrades that you guys generally always get? Or,
well, let's address his gigahertz question first.
Thank you, Alex. Let's do that.
Well, the thing that catches my eye is that he says he's on a budget. And so because mm-hmm. he says that, I say no. It's really not worth it at all. Even if you're not on a budget, it's really not worth it. But definitely if you're trying to save a little money, the tiny clock up in gigahertz speed has probably one of the least marginal impacts on performance that I could think of.
Yeah,
that any upgrade can make. I mean, you will see like the difference will be like exporting and Final Cut will be like you'll shave like an hour off of rendering a giant project, like maybe. Like that's how.
Oh,
that's
gosh. I think an hour is a lot. I would be surprised if it was actually.
No, but when a project takes 14 hours to render.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if it it's all relative. I guess.
Do you realize how long rendering usually takes? I mean, I'm just saying that it's really such a marginal improvement that it's not worth it for the price that Apple makes it. On the other hand, though, you got like SSD and stuff, and that's good. That's good stuff.
I'm with you, man. If you're a computer science major, especially, you're not going to be pushing your system at all.
Yeah,
you're gonna be doing coding, right?
So yeah, you're gonna be coding. You're gonna be watching YouTube videos, high fiving with your pals in the dorm. Hey man, look at this video.
Ordering pizza.
Ordering pizzas.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Buster?
I was just gonna say you could probably get by with a MacBook Air, but
I think you could get by with a MacBook Air.
He might want the bigger screen.
Right.
That. Yeah. That's actually a good point. The bigger screen would be great. But the MacBook Air for computer science major, I think, would be delightful.
I think it's just like the perfect.
Yeah, because you can carry it with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
But you do lose the huge screen, which when you're coding is really important.
And you can get a big tricked out iMac for the cost of like a really like expensive MacBook. Like for the
Retina MacBook Pro.
Well, not even a Retina, like just a regular. If you look at like souping up a MacBook Air and then souping up an iMac, you can actually get a lot more bang for your buck with an iMac, which is surprising. But
yeah, but I agree.
It's not portable is the thing.
Yeah. Right? Well, you guys saw that picture of that guy who took it to Starbucks, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is like 7 pounds lighter or something than the old models.
There you go. I think that's what you should do, Brett, is you should get an iMac and just cart it around. Do they have a handle at the top? I haven't picked one of those up in a while. Just cart it around with you.
You don't even realize. Just use that little hole.
What was that, Leander?
Just put your fingers right through there. And
where will the wires go?
Just use that as a carrying handle. Stick your thumb through there. You get it made.
Yeah, that way, not only do you have portable power, you're going to look awesome. The ladies are going to be like, dang, look at that machine that he's carting around. That guy's all about the business right there.
And then when you go out of a door, you crack the screen on the corner of the door.
Yeah, right. It's all right. You get Apple Care. Oh, I guess it doesn't cover accidental stuff, so that's not going to work. Hey, I want to agree with what you said earlier, Alex. The minor incremental gigahertz upgrade, I never purchased those. I think they're really overpriced. Generally, just the kind of like stock processor is good. I always go for value, right? Value over performance. I mean, get performance up to a point where it starts getting, you know, exponentially expensive. And the CPU is going to make a big difference, but not at 0.2 gigahertz of an increase. Where you're really going to see the increase is if you can get an SSD, if you can afford an SSD.
Yep.
We talked about this in past shows. I swapped out the mechanical hard drive in my MacBook Pro with an SSD. It is unbelievably fast now. I mean, it's the biggest change that you can make, and SSDs are so inexpensive now.
Yeah, I mean, SSDs are awesome, and also RAM. You want to get as much RAM as possible.
Yes, and RAM's cheap.
Well, I see.
Yeah.
I just bought a MacBook yesterday.
We're getting robot Leander. Leander, you kind of cut out there. Could you say that again?
Oh, sorry. I just bought a MacBook Air yesterday.
Yeah, the new one?
One of the new ones. Yeah, because this book thing, I've been working on an old MacBook that I had sitting on the bottom of a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, I went iPad full time. I'm like, I'm never buying another laptop, right? Do you remember that when I said that on the podcast?
Yeah, I do.
All hoity-toity, right? I'm never going back. I'm going home anyway. This project, sent me back to the MacBook. I couldn't take it anymore, right? This thing was so slow, and it kept on freezing. Every night, right, I leave it open, I leave it on, but it would freeze in the morning for some reason. I don't know, memory correct.
Leander, let me stop you right there. We're only catching about every fifth word.
Oh, I thought that was my internet.
No, it's definitely Leander's internet. So I don't know if you can just check to make sure that you've stopped all your illegal torrents and everything like that. Yeah, you sound better now, Leander. Keep going. Keep going with your story. Right.
So to cut a long, boring story short, I asked the genius who was selling me the machine, you know, should I get more RAM? I want to get more RAM.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to have like 85 different tabs open in Chrome.
For weeks at a time.
And she's like, no, because, you know, the new version of Mavericks, the new version of OS X is going to fix all that. It's got this great memory management. You don't need more RAM anymore.
That's Safari, though, right?
Yeah, she was probably referring to the fact that the new Safari does it does single tab processes like Chrome now. So like each tab is its own process, so it doesn't like get as bogged down. But yeah, I don't think she meant like overall.
So okay, she was telling you to not buy more RAM?
Yeah, no, that's weird.
That is weird because more RAM is always a better decision.
I thought so too, but she said, no, you know, the new operating system will really manage that for you. But
you don't even have the new operating system. And neither does she.
No,
how does she know?
Well, I know. This is what she said. And I was like, you know, debating about getting a bigger SSD too. And she said, nah, just get the small one. You know, you'll never need it. And she's she's totally right. I got the cheapest, you know, like lowest end MacBook Air you can get.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my test, I checked out the MacBooks with the Retina display,
uh-huh.
And then went over and looked at the MacBook Airs, which is like, I mean, the resolution is like kind of half, isn't it? of what it is in the Breton displays.
Yeah, it's significantly lower, and it's definitely noticeable.
I can tell the difference. I'm so blind.
Oh, really?
I really can tell the difference.
You're like, wow, is this the new Retina MacBook Air?
I couldn't tell.
And she's like, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, she could have said that. I would have been, wow, it's amazing.
Upcharged you. She's like, there's a $200 cash upcharge for the Retina model, sir.
I can't tell the difference. And then I opened up every single application I could find on the demo machine.
Mm-hmm.
And about 85 tabs, and it worked like a champ. And, you know, it's only been one day, but so far it's awesome.
So you got the 11-inch?
12. 13.
Oh, the 13. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you got a custom order. I don't want this in 11 or 13. Give me 12.
Well, that was a big debate for me. It was like 11 or 13. I really like the portability of the 11.
Yeah.
But it ain't that much. It's not that much lighter, really.
I could never work on an 11-inch screen.
I had one and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I could never do it.
Yeah, it would be tough for me too, Alex.
I've been on a 15 my whole blogging career and I can't go back.
Yeah, once you go 15, it's hard to go back.
15 inches, man. That's
15. It's hard to go much smaller like the one Leander has.
Yeah.
But I guess it does a job.
I'm bummed because I want to go iPad full time. I mean, you know, like for most of what I do, which is,
yeah, you don't want to get gorilla arm though. Didn't you read that piece by Charlie?
I did. I wrote a lot of the book on the iPad, and it's good for writing, but not for editing. And just generally, I'm too lazy to, like, you know, he's totally got the workflow down. Like, he's invested a lot of time in figuring out a new workflow, and he checks out all these apps.
Yeah,
and he's really good at shortcuts. I mean, I can barely cut and paste.
But he doesn't even do it anymore. He moved to a MacBook Air.
Yeah.
After all that proselytizing he did for two years.
He literally retrained his mind on how to work, and then he just went back. I tried it. That's literally what you have to do. That's why it's so hard, is that you have to retrain your brain to not be like multi-process, you know, to be single focused. And I believe that it's probably more productive to be that way. But at the same time, it's just such a radical different way of working.
I don't see what the point is. I mean, to have to go through all that rigmarole is to train yourself to use an iPad, and then you have to carry around an extra keyboard and all the accoutrements that you need to have to go iPad only. It's like, just get a MacBook Air.
It could be a lot easier. Because you just have to have that clip-on keyboard, the iPad. It's got built-in, cell phone, Wi-Fi. It could be a lot better.
Could be operating word. Hey, I just got a tweet from JSE601, and he said, "It's the 4th of July." We totally forgot to even mention that. Happy 4th of July, everyone! Oh. Woo! I'm gonna insert some festive Americana marching music here through the magic of editing. You guys ready for it? Oh, there it is. Party poppers going on.
This is not my kind of holiday.
Leander hates 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. He's still got some bitterness there.
Yeah,
I'm going to dress in a British flag t-shirt.
I'm going to dress up like Uncle Sam with like a flag top hat.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. So happy 4th of July to everyone. Any big plans for the big day, guys? What are we doing today on 4th of July? Hey, you guys got to go. It's 4th of July. You got to watch the fireworks, right?
Probably make a pipe bomb.
Pipe bomb?
You mean full of confetti. It's going to be a confetti-filled pipe bomb.
May or may not have set a pipe bomb off last year. Then to go to find out that it's actually considered a felony offense and an act of terrorism.
Yeah. Did you hear about that guy who he threatened to kill kindergartners or something on Facebook or on a game or something, and they arrested him and put him in jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he even said JK afterwards, which is the operating word you put when you're just kidding.
Wow.
And they threw him in jail. He just got beat up by a bunch of prisoners. And I just read this new story about him. Careful what you say, Alex. You realize it's going out to a big audience.
I just said pipe bomb on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, the NSA,
you are definitely going to jail.
The NSA is probably already.
Yeah.
Wanting your location.
And the Cultcast is already sending everything to Prism.
That's right. Yeah, I email it to them directly. It's podcast@prism.gov.
Bill Clinton's like,
and I'm going to make sure I go like, hey, from like minute 30 to minute 32, there's my compatriot. I thought he was a patriot, but apparently he's planning some real.
Bill Clinton says, I need the deets, y'all.
Hey, I want to talk about Vine versus Instagram. We need to kind of start wrapping it up here. But Alex, do you want to talk about Apple hiring Hulu execs or Hulu exec singular to negotiate for them?
Not Hulu, not like the hula hoop, but Hulu.com.
Although that would be an amazing Apple gadget.
Yeah, so they hired this Hulu dude.
H-U-L-U.
Pete Destad, and he's apparently going to be doing some negotiations for Apple TV to get like cable companies on there. And apparently Time Warner's already lined up to be added.
Time Warner's like courted Apple over it forever. Like they've been
apparently it's pretty close, and it still probably is not going to be what we want, but it's, at least it's a good step forward.
Sorry, go ahead, Alex.
Oh, no, go ahead. What were you going
to say? I was going to say, I feel like every time I hear about a network coming to the Xbox, because Time Warner just came. They're coming to Xbox One as well, so they're probably trying to get on all these platforms and getting on the Apple TV. I mean, to me, it would be really exciting if you could do some type of a la carte deal, which I understand is probably impossible, at least for any time in the near future. But you have to be a subscriber to Time Warner, or you have to be a subscriber to Comcast, or
what sucks.
So for me, this is cool probably for people who actually are Time Warner subscribers, but I wonder what the benefit is. Maybe you could tell us what the benefit would be is.
I don't really know, honestly, because I don't know. It would just be like, why would you not just use your cable box?
Yeah, exactly. Cable boxes are generally pretty good.
With HBO Go, you could watch the newest episode of Game of Thrones without having to ever like worry about recording it or anything like that. You mm-hmm. just stream it from your Apple TV or like movies that they have available to stream if you missed shows. So, I mean, it is very convenient on your Apple TV. It just sucks that you have to have a cable subscription still and can't buy it.
You know what I hope they do is on my cable box right now, I've griped about this before, how they show me every channel available and not just the ones I get.
Yeah.
And so it'll be like, oh, do you want to watch, you know, Die Hard, which is pretty much on TV 24/7 mm-hmm. on some channel. So you're like, oh, I love Die Hard. Remember when he did that thing and that thing exploded and you go to watch it and then it says, oh, sorry, you don't get this channel. You need to subscribe. I wonder if they're going to do that kind of similar thing on Apple TV, because that doesn't seem to be the way that Apple would roll. Like they wouldn't show you a channel you didn't get. Maybe it's going to be streaming only.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I hope that the Apple TV gets cool eventually.
There's a true statement. I hope Apple TV gets cool eventually.
But speaking of cool, what's cooler than Saint Laurent?
Oh, you're going to bring this up, huh? So
how do you pronounce it, Leander?
I was actually going to ask. Yeah, you guys, I have no idea.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent?
Yves Saint?
Yves Saint?
Well, you don't say the T in Saint.
Yeah, but
Yves Saint Laurent?
It's Yves.
Listen, I'm an England pleb, so don't ask me. I
fail. Some guy named... I'm just going to go with Yves.
French teacher tried to murder me.
Yves Saint Laurent. Yeah, how about that? Who's this Yves guy that Apple just hired? Yves. What kind of name's that? Yves. I just offended like 1,000 people. Hey, my name's Erfan. I can make fun of unusual names, by the way. That's my birthright. So this guy used to work for, I guess he worked for Yves Saint Laurent. What's his actual name? Alex, you wrote the article, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't write it.
What? Buster, tell us about this. Oh yeah, now I know what you guys are talking about. Okay, because I thought this guy's name was Yves. No, that's obviously the high end brand that he worked for.
Oh god, I can't remember the dude's name, but
Paul Deneuve.
Yes, thank you.
He's been in fashion for a long time. He's be the CEO of YSL. That's just what I'm going to call it. And he just stepped down like a month ago and he said like, oh, I'm going to go work on something like really high tech. Mm. And so apparently it's with Apple. People kind of speculate that it's the iWatch and like maybe he's going to make it more fashionable. But
that's a very good a very good reason for him to leave.
But, the world of fashion. So here was my question with that: is wouldn't he be reporting with like working with Johnny Ive on that? Why would he be reporting with Tim Cook?
I mean, the buck stock. You know, the buck stops with the Cookinator always.
You know
the
why?
Cookinator.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's about retail. It's about new distribution.
Making like the marketing for it appealing.
Marketing and retail distribution channels.
Well, he worked at Apple back in the 90s in the European division.
Like 1990 to 90.
He was a sales and marketing manager for Apple Europe.
He's coming back on.
It's not like it's a totally outside hire. And I think the coolest part is that it says he'll be working on quote unquote special projects.
Yeah, I really like that.
it's like Tim Cook whispered it in his ear.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, that's super interesting.
Great job for you.
Yeah.
Special projects, y'all. Stock options. I'm not taking that joke any further.
Okay.
I could, but I won't. Special projects. Hey, you know what?
It's a stock. All right, let's keep going.
He told me he was going to option his stock, and they both started perspiring. Done deal.
Gosh. Should we just talk about Vine now?
Okay. In one of the worst segments ever, let's move on. Let's move on to Vine. Hey, so you guys heard we got a new Vine. Isn't that awesome? You know,
yeah.
Vine. So I honestly thought we were going to put up a or dig a plot for Vine and go ahead and cover it with Earth, because after Instagram did Instagram Video,
yeah,
I just didn't really see any point to use Vine any longer. And it seemed that a lot of people on the internet kind of agreed, as I know they lost a lot of traffic.
Yeah, mine went dead.
Did it really?
Yeah.
So Vine came back with a huge new release today, and they actually have a lot of really cool features. So let me just run through them real fast. There's going to be channels. So now you can browse or submit your posts to over 15 different channels. One of them
like, they're like curated, like, you know, genres like comedy and stuff like that.
Yep. Let's see here. They have something called On the Rise, which you can discover new and interesting Viners from your Explore screen. This is really cool. This is something that I think that Instagram should add. I would love it if they add it.
And that's cool.
You don't like this? This is revining. So people can revine a video.
Oh, no. That would be horrible.
That would be awful.
Why?
That would ruin Instagram.
Because the beauty of Instagram is, well, I mean, I already hate it when people will like take a screenshot of someone's picture and then post that. I mean, I don't know. It's just
it's all user generated.
Instagram is supposed to be your stuff. It's not
yeah,
like
exactly.
Tumblr.
That's
okay.
What I like
you guys have convinced me. I'm with you there.
Twitter is about retweeting, curating,
which makes sense for Vine. Vine is
and
very
so is Tumblr, right? Because there, I guess there's enough stuff out there where you can repost other people's stuff.
Yeah.
So I like that Instagram is. It's just me. It's all about me. I really like that.
Yeah.
New capture tools. So shoot with style with new focus grid and ghost tools. I don't know what a ghost tool is. It sounds like something that Peter Vakeman would use.
Ghostbusters.
Ooh, there's something for the new fan art. if I could get a cult cast logo with Peter Vakeman, please. By the way, as long as we're on the fan art issue, Leander, you've been traveling, so you haven't gotten to see a lot of the great fan art that we get. People have been making us different kinds of fan art with the icons. I got a bunch lined up that I'm going to start posting on our Facebook page and on Twitter and stuff. But if you would like to take the CultCast logo and do something, add something to it, something that you heard on the show, something else, you know, whatever you want to do, that'd be great. Just tweet it at me. I'm at Erfon, E-R-F-O-N, or email it to me. That's just Erfon at cultofmac.com. I would love to get your fan art. We use it on the iTunes episodes whenever we upload them. Some of you have asked me about why you can't see them. I recently learned that the podcast app does not actually support episodic album art, which is so dumb.
It doesn't work in Instacast either.
Really? It works in Downcast, I believe. And I think it also works in iTunes proper on your computer, although I would need to check that for sure. But we are uploading it, and we also are going to be including it. Some of you have gotten really gone way above and beyond, and you've emailed me like the post headers for the actual Cult of Mac posts that we put, or the CultCast posts on Cult of Mac. You can do that as well. We got a really snazzy CultCast news team post header image. So those are 640 pixels wide. If you want to do the CultCast iTunes artwork, that's just 1400 by 1400 square pixels. remember, the pixels need to be square. That's really
that was
important.
The worst joke ever.
Yeah.
That wasn't a joke.
Oh, hilarious.
Hey, let's continue with this, and then let's wrap it up, okay? Protected accounts, just like you have on Twitter. So, guys, do you think that this is going to make you want to use Vine as opposed to Instagram? Okay. It's unanimous then. Actually, me either. These are all really cool features. But why? What's the big draw for Instagram for you guys, especially for Instagram video? Why are you going to stick with them?
Well, they ripped, like stuff, they ripped all the best idea in Vine, didn't they?
Yeah.
Which is that super easy cutting and transitioning.
Yeah, and I would argue it works better in Instagram than it does.
Yeah,
in
it does. And it is the thing. If Instagram adds drafts, then it's like game over.
What do you mean drafts?
Like drafts where you can like where it's not like
you mean import video?
That, well, either import or just to where you can like shoot save for a it. While and then save it and then like edit multiple clips together.
Uh huh.
That takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah, but that's the like the complexity just reaches a whole new level.
Well, right? You don't have to do that, but I mean, it would be
no.
There.
That's what I'm saying is I don't know if I think Instagram is always supposed to be just super simple and fast.
I guess
doing that.
One thing I do like about Vine is it's way quicker to take a like to take a video and share it just because there's no like fiddling with it. Like Instagram is a little more involved.
I enjoy the shortness of Vine, like the 6 seconds. You know, already know like oh this is a stupid video. Watch it within 2 seconds, you know,
like you can
see where it's going. Whereas with Instagram, you got to wait 15 seconds.
And it takes so long to load.
It might not get good until like the 10th second, you know?
Instagram videos take forever to load for me. That's the most annoying part.
Super slow. Like the whole app sucks now for me. But I thought it was iOS 7 too.
Don't even get me started.
Are you going to change your mind then? It sounds like you guys favor Vine.
I still favor Vine for videos just because I think it's really hard to make like a good Vine because it's hard to cram something interesting into 6 seconds. And I just don't like the videos people have been uploading to Instagram and how it's made it such a slow app now.
I don't know. I like the quickness of Vine, but I still think Instagram just wins just because, I don't know, it just already has the user base. And
that's the thing right there, right? It already has the user base. And building up, the part about new social networks is always, that's always frustrating, is building up the whole, who am I following, who's following me, you know, stuff. And with Instagram, that's somewhat already established, and I don't really want to build that again on Vine. Plus, the Instagram video thing, I mean, I know a lot of people don't like the filters. I do like the filters. I think they're great. And I also love the fact that you can delete a segment of a clip, which is something, I haven't used Vine in a while. Can you guys do that on Vine?
No.
Okay. Because, you know, what if you record 4 seconds of video and then you realize, you know, one of the segments needs to be redone. You can't do that. And that's really not cool.
I know, but that's the beauty of it is you have to get a perfect loop, you know, with Vine. There's minimal editing. So I just feel like it takes craft.
So, yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. It does take more craft. But for those of us that don't have time to refine our craft, it's like I'd rather just be like, that sucks. I want to delete that part and redo it. And it makes it a lot easier, which I think when it comes down to it, most people are going to go for ease as opposed to craft building.
Yeah, right. So
that's why Budweiser is one of the biggest beers in the world, right?
What?
Well, it's good.
Just because it's
he's saying it's not quality. It's getting it out there.
Yeah, you're just making a lot of it, right?
Just push that crap to everybody. So
yeah, and it's everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Buster, for understanding my very sideways analogy. Alex is like, what? All right, I think we should probably wrap it up there, eh, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, Leander, where did you say you were headed next?
Tennessee.
Tennessee? How long are you going to be there for?
A week.
Are you going to be taking some Instagram videos and images while you're there?
That's a good idea. I should.
You should do that. And everyone can go, if they want to check out Leander's adventures, go check him out on Instagram. He's just L. Kaney. That's K-A-H-N-E-Y. He's going to be posting so many interesting pictures. It's really going to be a good time for all of us. I'll be following you, expecting great things, Leander. So don't let me down.
All right.
Cool.
I will.
Cool. Well, let's wrap it up there. That's all the cult casts we've got for you guys this week. week. I want to thank Squarespace.com. Hey, go sign up for your free website. Check it out, Squarespace.com. And remember, if you decide to buy a year of service, a month of service, the discount code is CULTCAST7. You should also come hang out with us on Twitter. Alex has great tweets. That's just Alex E. Leander is L. Caney, Busters, BST3R. I'm at Airfon. And of course, all the best news, reviews, and how-tos in the world of Apple. Make sure you're following Cult of Mac. This has been the CULTCAST, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the CULTCAST come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening. And until next time, we'll see you guys next time.
Oh, my God. Such a Ron Burgundy way to end the show.
Stay classy.
Leander's had time to get drunk. I feel demoralized.
Well, Leander's been drunk all day. Leander, are you still even there?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was trying to look something up.
Okay, I need you to be... I need you to look alive. I need some of that whimsical British humor on this episode.
Okay, got it. Gotta get that.
That's the listener's demand.
Dick Van Dyke impression. Or, come on, let's have my knees up.
What?
Let's have a knees up.
What's that?
Like dancing around the old Joanna with your knees up.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. It's like a jolly time old dance.
I know, it's a jolly good old knees up.
Jolly good old time?
Yeah.
Let's have a knees up.
How he dances as a, you know, a chimney sweep?
Yeah.
That kind of dancing. That's the old Cockney style dancing, you know, when you put your pearly suit on and your pub and everyone's swilling disgusting British beer.
They're all covered in soot.
Yeah.
Street grease.
I don't know.
But they're like the friendliest guys, you know?
Indeed. Until they punch you in the face.
Steal and nick your wallet.
Yeah. Cheeky chappies.
And there was Captain Washington upon a slapping stallion, from giving orders to his men.
I guess there was a million.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
Little keg, its head were made of leather. They knocked a pole with little sticks
to call the men together. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step, and with the girls behind me.